Okay. Our poll sitter, how excited are you?
Pretty exciting, I guess. You know, after yesterday, it appeared that Hawksworth really had the field covered. And, you know, we went back to the drawing boards last night and really worked hard. And we knew what we needed to get the extra 8, 7 tenths, you know, what we needed. And I think the team really nailed it on the head. We really changed a lot of things, and we found some problems with the car that night. So I think all in all, the team did some awesome work last night and really got us up front, which is awesome.
Sage, I believe this is your first road course pole.
Second. Yeah, I had Mossport last year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sorry about that.
How do you find the How do you find the course?
You know, it's pretty good track. I never drove here before they did the new layout, so you know, you have that mixture right now of old and new, and it's almost like you're racing on two different tracks in one. So you really got to set the car up quite differently from other tracks, but you know, you're still using the street course setup. All in all, I think it's a pretty good track, and I think the fans are in for some good shows this weekend.
So, how's it been for you racing at home?
It's been really special racing at home for me, obviously. It's the only time I get to sleep in my own bed before coming to the racetrack, and that's pretty cool. I don't know how many guys get to actually do that. So. It's pretty cool to have that, and obviously it's the first time the Star Mazda series has come to Edmonton, so I'm really happy they came up here, and I hope everyone's enjoying it. I know we'll put on a good show today and tomorrow.
How'd your car
today? Today wasn't as good as yesterday. We had maybe a little bit of a setup issue. Obviously, I'll look to myself to see what mistakes I made and where I could have been better today on track. We were up to P3 yesterday in practice, so I think we maybe were lost it a little bit. The track may have changed a little bit, so but I think we made some changes during the session. Unfortunately, I had a spin, and then I just didn't manage to get a good lap in on our second round in qualifying. So I think there was a lot more potential to put it inside the top five there. Just didn't put it together. So I have work to do during the race.
Can you talk about the difficulties of the track? Because I know there's some bumpy parts and there's some parts, there's some fast parts, and there's some technical parts. How does that help you as a developing racer? Is you have all of it in one.
I mean, it's great, obviously, and it's great that for me that it's at home. I wish I got the chance to drive this track more often, except for just once a year. But yeah, you're right. There's elements of street circuits, there's elements of some of the high speed parts, like in road courses you get across North America. They also have the airport part of it, so it's a really a mixture of everything, and it's great to have it all in one track. But then again, it's also to challenge you, as Sage was saying, it challenges you to set up the car for what this circuit needs, which can be difficult.
And let's put this in perspective a little bit when he talks about missing the mark and like he made some sort of huge mistake. He did, in fact, qualify ninth with a 129.255, but the top 10 cars are all within 6 tenths of a second of each other, so we're splitting hairs pretty finely here.
Yes.
And we should mention Zach Beach, of course, will start on the outside row, so it's going to be an all Andretti front row. And Zach, is this your best qualifying so far?
Just copying what I did in Toronto.
That's right.
We ran out there two weekends ago, and Sage had some bad luck on the start and had mechanical failure, so that pretty much allowed me to get to second for the second start of the race. But you know, this is the first time we've had an Andretti front row since F2000 days, so it's really nice to be back up there. And you know, we're going to be pushing to get 1-2 for the race, because qualifying is just half the steps you got to take, right?
Yes,
a couple of questions for the Andretti team. Congratulations, first and second. That's wonderful. I noticed that Michael hangs around a lot. So can you talk a little bit about what you think he does for you from a point of view of coaching or advice?
Yeah, just nervous.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, we're on Team Andretti and you're carrying the Andretti name, so it's, I think it's a little bit more pressure there just right off the bat. But, you know, Michael takes our program very seriously. He's down in the pits every practice session, every qualifying, every race. So, you know, really, he's putting a lot of time and effort into us, and, you know, we're putting it right back. And he's always allowing us to go to the IndyCar drivers' trailers to go debrief with them to see what they do and get some advice from them. And actually, last night, we went to Hinchcliffe's trailer for about half an hour and, you know, really just sat there and got some tips from Hinchcliffe. And we were running, like, second and sixth yesterday, and now all of a sudden we're 1-2. So, you know, I think Hinchcliffe really helped us, and I think, you know, like we said, Michael is a great supporter of us. And it was actually quite funny. We had, in the pit there, we had a bunch of people from Indy Lights, IndyCar, sitting there watching the timing. And when we went 1-2, I guess Michael and all them went pretty crazy. It was like a party in our pit, so you would have thought we won the Indy 500 or something, but it was pretty cool.
You guys are epic in the Stefan, last year you got to drive an Indy Lights car on the same circuit. Tell us a little bit about how you feel there's a difference between those two vehicles and what they mean.
Yeah, I mean, last year we drove the new Lights race here. A lot of people maybe didn't know that I was really drawn into that from a Skip Barber school car. So that was a pretty big jump racing here in Edmonton. But it was just really important for me to be in front of the hometown, hopefully try and grow my program into what it became this year, and then hopefully something further for 2013. Last year was such a big learning experience. I had 2 days in the car of testing before our race here, and we only had Friday, as you may remember, was washed out, so we only had Saturday and Sunday, so it was really just it was a blur where I was trying to get acclimatized with the car. First time really driving real proper slicks, downforce, all of that was a whole new experience. There's obviously a lot more power, and I think the car just feels a lot bigger in the Lights car to the Mazda. The Mazda feels maybe a little bit more nimble. Not as powerful on the straights, but it's also they're both very different cars, but they're both very good.
How about the Mazda under braking? What kinds of experiences are you having? You have two of the longest straights that you can run on. Are you feeling the braking capability of the vehicle on this track?
I think it's pretty good, actually. I mean, compared to the Lights car, obviously we're not carrying as much speed. I know I'm going a lot further in the braking zones than the Mazda, just because I think it's a little bit of a lighter car, maybe. They slow down quicker than the Lights car does. So the braking zones, I think, are fairly short in these cars. But they definitely get a mix of challenges because there's smooth braking zones on the freshly paved slow corners, but there's also a little bit of bumps in some of them. So there's a good mix up of it, and there is a difference when you compare the two cars because just the speed you're carrying, the amount of downforce, and how fast they slow down, it varies with each car.
Any other questions? Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.